Okay.
According to this Shabbos, Beis Hashem, we begin to read the second part of Chumash Shmos. We have five consecutive sedges now, which deal, at least in part, some of them almost entirely, with matters relating to the construction of the Mishkan and its various kelim, the vessels, and so on. So the Torah begins on the opening psukim. Why is didn't get me a Sefer Shmos and Mikos Gadolos? No, I'll look over here.
Yeah,
behind
you.
Yeah, I need the Mikos Gadolos.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gracious mistake. So, psukim open here in her cafe. By Daber Shem Moshe Emor, right? And Daber Amal Yisrael, V'yikhu li tuma. You should take donations to me. Take portions of me. Whoever volunteers and so on, take this truma, and then it goes on to explain what the truma are, what the different materials that are needed are. So Rashi on the opening pasuk quotes from the Medrash Tanchuma here in Parshas Truma, v'yikuli li lishmi, that the donations have to be lishma, that you have to they have to be given, and for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for any other, ulterior motive, not because of pressure or some other issue, but rather because of that. Rather because you want to donate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we call lishma. So li lishmi. The Sifsei Chachamim on the page here explains why they have such a drasha. Again, Rashi didn't make it up. It's in the Medrash Tanchuma. But why they have such a drasha? He says very simply, the HaKol Dover Shabbalom Shalohu. I mean, you could give me a donation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. So what could it mean? Okay? So Rashi therefore says, no, V'yikuli means Lishmi. You have to do it for the sake of my name. That's why there's such a drasha. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Give this to me. He owns it anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything in the world. Okay. And a few psukim later, probably more famous pasuk, or certainly very famous pasuk, is a pasuk ches, where you have this similar expression. And there it says, V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. I built for me a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, V'asu li mikdash. So there too, Rashi comments, V'asu li mikdash, V'asu lishmi, Beis Kedusha. Right? A holy place, a sanctuary, lishmi. Okay? In other words, both, it should be lishmi. So in both cases, the Torah tells us that the contributions have to be given with a sense of lishma, lishem shamayim. So this concept of lishma is a very interesting concept in halacha and in gemaras and so on. We find certain mitzvahs where lishma is a requirement, that somehow there's a need that the mitzvah is done for that purpose or for that in mind. So I just want to show you a couple.
Different than having kavanah.
Which is different, very good, which is different than having kavanah, exactly correct. Okay, this is not necessarily a matter related to kavanah. Okay, it relates to kavanah, but it's not the same thing as whether mitzvahs need kavanah or not. Here you have to do it for, there shouldn't be an ulterior thing that you have in mind. Okay? And we can talk once why this is, what the difference is. That's an important subject, but it's not quite the same thing. Now, just to look at these examples of where lishma is required, just following the order of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not going through the details of the case now because not our topic, but for example, in Siman Yud Aleph of Aruch Chaim, Sif Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis. The Torah tells us, the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch tells us, Hachutin tzarech shiyu tivuyin lishman. When you wind the strings, okay, you process it has to be done lishman. If you've ever seen a factory that makes tzitzis, you sort of have that whole loom there and so on, it has to be done lishman. The tviya has to be done lishman. Okay? And v'yesh machmir la moray shafilu napzum lishma. They're different processes. You look at a string from tzitzis; it's not straight. It's wound very, very tight, twisted. So different things have to be lishma. But in either case, yeah.
Is there a difference between when you say lishman in terms of if you're doing an object?
Yeah.
And that's okay. So it's for the sake of the mitzvah of that object.
So it's interesting because when it comes to tzitzis, it's not the actual mitzvah. It's the creation of the chetzah. That's an important point. Okay, that's what you're saying.
By the mikdash.
We get to about 7 seconds. Yeah.
By the mikdash lishmi.
Right.
That's different. That's not. It doesn't seem like it's in terms of my focus. But it's not. I'm not centering on the object as much as I am.
Well, that's the question. It could be that when you give this gold, okay, then this gold's going to get kedusha. When you donate something to Hekdesh, there is a change in the status of the object. When we do, that's my point. I was going to say it later, but I'll say it now. When you give something to the Beis HaMikdash, then it takes on a status we call Hektish, and there are all kinds of demons that apply to Hektish, and how to use it for yourself. If you do, you have to pay, bring a carbon, you have to do by accident, the carbon meal, and pay back extra, and so on. So there is some sort of a change, you know, in the object, okay? So, but it's not the same. I understand
right,
that.
It should have said Lishmo, you know.
Right, but that's how the drush is Lee, but I hear.
Yeah.
But I'm just showing other mitzvahs where this comes up. So Tzitzis is one of them. I just gave away the next one, Tefillin. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the Siman Yod Aleph of Aruch Chaim, right? That the twisting and the production of strings has to be Lishmo. You're also supposed to, when you tie it, you also do it for the shame mitzvah Tzitzis when you tie it. Okay, in the Hilchos Tzon, you look in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Beis, okay, in Siv Ches, and again, you're making the Tzon, so Siv Ches talks about so let's see. So in Siv Ches, of Siman Lamed Beis, Tzor HaKlaf, the parchment, Lios Me'ubod Ba'afotzim, the scenes of Etzokshim Me'ud Lishmo. Okay, when you're processing the parchment, you know, from the heart of the animal into the what's called the Torah to be written on, the same thing true with Sefer Torah, has to be Lishma. And he writes, Tov Lahotzi Bisosov, Betchila Te'ibu, Shema Abdul Lashem Tilin, Lashem Sefer Torah. Okay? So you're supposed to do it Lashem Tilin, Lashem Sefer Torah. Is that, huh?
What did you think?
So that's a question whether you can exchange them, and Mezuzah is different here than another time. But yeah, you're supposed to have that in mind. That's over there. And that's in Siman Lamed Beis Siv Ches. A little bit later, in Siv Yud Tes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, B'tchila Saksiva, when you begin to write the Tefillin, that's readying the parchment. Now the Sofer is writing the Tefillin, B'tchila Saksiva, Yomar B'fiv, Ani Kosev L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. The Sofer is supposed to be writing, it's supposed to say, I'm doing this for the sake of the Mitzvah Tefillin, the same Kedushas Tefillin. And not only that, but when you write the name of Hashem, you have to have in mind, Muvad Zeb, Bechol Pam Shekosev Azkorah, meaning the name of Hashem, Tzorach Lomar Shekosev L'Shem Kedushas Hashem, and so on. Okay, so again, you find Lishma by the process of Tzon. It's parallel to Tzitzis in the sense that it's making the object. Okay? What you just mentioned before, Mati, about Matzah is a similar thing. Okay, we know that. It's in Tzimah Tov Samach, of course, Pesach. Later on in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, in Tziv Aleph, it says, Ein Loshin Matzah Mitzah. Okay, you're not allowed to, the meat, the dough, to produce matzah. Okay, you're not allowed to do it through. And below openos, and you can't bake it either. Al yidei eno Yehudi, below al yidei cheresh of the cotton. Right, so cheresh is assumed that he's a deaf mute who can't touch the mitzvahs. Well, the al machine is who pushes the button. But yeah, that's the question.
So the same thing with mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. There's a bonus yard, and there's
the same machlokas. Same machlokas. Same dispute. Yeah, same thing. Okay. Except the Pesach people are more strict about things. Okay, but same issue. And then al cheresh of the cotton, and the Mishnah Berurah says in the cotton gimel. Okay, hatam dechsiv u'shmarta mesamato. So Mashmi said the shmira shatam eshamar shol tachmon v'skavim l'shem matzah shol mitzah. We've been to matzah bakeries, right? They all say v'skav mitzah l'shem matzah mitzah. You know, they all say that while they're baking. That's the din. So that is over here in Eben Ezer in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. We find the din based on the Gemara's about l'shmo by a get. Require Lishma by Gittin. Okay, the mission at the beginning of the Chavdalad, but we know at the beginning of the first, everyone was led at the beginning of Gittin and those, that when they bring gift from overseas, they have to, the person bring it has to say, before an Ichthof, before an Echtam. And one of the reasons is because we're afraid maybe it wasn't Lishma. Get also, if I didn't bring the Ebenezer, but you can look it up and see Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph, and get has to be written for the sake of the people that are divorcing. You can't have a ready-made get, let's say a ksuba, you can go to the store, buy a ksuba, or you can print it on, you know, off the computer ksuba, just fill in the missing names. Right? The ksuba didn't have to be written for the sake of this particular company. It's manufacturing, you can have any ksuba, just fill in the dates and names. Okay, but the get has to be written entirely. So that's Ebenezer Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. And the last area, I think there may be other areas, but I think the last primary area, we find the concept of Lishma by mitzvahs is with karbonos. Okay, the mission, the very first mission of Masechet Zvachim, Beis Min Aleph says, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shelo Lishmon Ksherim Ela Shelo Ol LaBayil L'Shem Chovam. They're still valid as karbonos, but they don't fulfill the obligation of the person who brought it, with the exception of Pesach Chavos and so on. Okay, but again, it has to be Lishmon, it has to be shechted for the sake of the carbon and so on. And the same, that's Zochem Bezoral, in Menachos Bezoral, the same thing is a parallel Mishnah, Kolam Menachos. He gives me Zochem are carbonos that are bought from living creatures, either animals or birds. We also have carbonos bought from flour, right? Menachos, a mincha offering with a flour offering. So the Mishnah Menachos Bezoral says, Kolam Menachos, Shemikmitsu Shoshman Ksheris, Elshul Olava Balam Shechova. A certain exception. So again, you find this concept of lishma by a number of different litzes. What I'd like to look at today is what about Talmud Torah lishma? Where does lishma fit in to learning to Talmud Torah? Is this such a concept of learning lishma? We've heard of it. Okay, well, what's the deal to a Talmud Torah lishma? Right? When you're in high school, so yeah.
It was required. You're saying.
Yeah.
I mean. Lishma is not required for Talmud.
Let's see. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, let's see.
Is it required?
That's what I'm asking. Let's see. That's exactly what I'd like to look into here now.
Huh? Oh, brachos.
Oh, that's what we'll get to that in a second. Brachos 1. I don't know where that little shas is. We should probably move it over here, I think. So I can dig it up. Thanks. Okay. So let's take a look at some statements in the Gemara, and we'll find some conflicting statements in the Gemara. Okay, we'll see how to resolve them. For the sake of the, well, again, with a get, it's not for God, right? But it has to be, there's an additional level of intent that the person has to have. But a get is not written with Shem Shoyim. There's no mitzvah to write a get.
It's for Hashem.
Right, so, right, but again, by Tuma and Aaron, it was done for Hashem.
Right.
By Tfillin has to be for the sake of the mitzvah. By Matzah has to be.
Tfillin's for who?
Well, again, it's for Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the sake of the mitzvah, for the sake of Kedusha's Tfillin. It's what Rabbi said before. There are different types of lishma.
For the sake of Matzah, for the sake of Tfillin, and saying it's for Hashem.
Right, I understand. It's for the sake of the mitzvah. It's for the sake of, again, get is different. Okay, but it's there's no mitzvah to get divorced, right? There is, if you're going to get divorced, that's how you have to do it, but no mitzvah to get divorced. But the get has to be written lishma. The concept exists. Meaning, the common denominator here, and you're all correct, there are differences. Like I said before, there are differences. The common denominator is an additional level of intent is required. And that's how I'm looking at it. Another level of intent. With a get, another level of intent. It's got to be written for this particular couple. Okay, Chaim Ben David and... You can bake matzah, not.
You gave them away for free. Like,
no, but I can bake. I can bake matzahs and not have in mind that it's for mitzvah. What do you mean?
No, I'm saying the other way. That the only way you could do it where it's l'shem shemayim is if you didn't.
No. L'shem Shemayim means, but it's not l'shem Shemayim in the sense it's l'shem Matzah's mitzvah. It's for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah. Okay, it doesn't have to be l'shem for. I mean, indirectly it's for God, right? All I'm saying is for tonight, for our purposes tonight, it's an additional level of intent that is required on the part of the person doing
so
it. That's the point.
From every other mitzvah you do, keeping kosher.
Well, right. There's no requirement. When you're keeping kosher, I'm doing this because. Yeah, but there's no requirement to say when you eat kosher. Right, but I'm not saying I'm doing this because I have not to have in mind. I don't have to have another level of intent. Now, again, the kashrus is a lav. There is a discussion in the Gemara, which we're not talking about. But the discussion in the Gemara, does the moel who does mila have to have in mind that it's for the sake of the mitzvah of mila? Does he have to have that additional intent? There's one thing in the Gemara. We don't pass. Right. Or he's just doing it. So again, we possibly don't have to have it in mind. You'll say if he doesn't have it in mind, there's no additional level of intent. But there's a question. There's a question in the mission of Daftes and Sukkah. When you build a Sukkah, a Sukkah has to be built for the sake of the mitzvah or not. So again, we assume you don't have to have it in mind, although, very often the custodian builds a Sukkah, right? But you're supposed to do something to move it, has to be l'shem tzel. But there's a little bit like Kassan Kharv included, there is a l'shma element by Sukkah also. But let's say, by all mitzvahs, it's better to have kavana. We're not saying the same thing. There's no additional requirement. When you fashion a shofar, there's no requirement. I'm doing this for the sake of the mitzvah to keep a shofar. Right? When it comes to the performance of the mitzvah, then it's better to have kavana. So that's the old question: the mitzvah is kavana or not? But you don't have to have in mind that I'm specifically when I'm creating the item. Okay, and the question is, where does Talmud Torah fit into this picture? Is there an additional level of intent that a person has to have in mind, or can there be a negative intent even? You still fulfill it with Talmud Torah. That's the question. So there is a Gemara Brachas, and of Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay, Margala Bepume de Rava. Okay, this was common is sort of a pearl, literally means a pearl in the mouth of Rava. It's a statement that Rava was fond of sharing, apparently. He liked this, one of his favorite Devei Torah, right? Margola could mean a pearl, but Margola always means the word hergel. Common. This is a common thing. Oh, yeah, he always speaks about this, you know. So whatever it means. So Margola pointed to Rava. That's a different thing. Yeah, that's the next one. That was Rav. This is Rava. Margola pointed to Rava. Tachlis Chochma. The purpose, the tachlis of Chochma is tshuva u'maisim tovim. To lead you to repent before God, to do maisim tovim. That's the purpose of learning. Okay, tachlis Chochma. Rashi says, tachlis Chochma, ikara shel Torah, shiye ima tshuva maisim tovim. The essence of Torah is to be accompanied by a sense of tshuva, when it's necessary, and maisim tovim. Okay? And shelo yehe adam kore v'shone, a person should not read and study Torah and so on, learn Torah, uboit b'avavimo, uberabo, and rebel against his parents or against his Rebbe and so on. You know, be a sort of a vulgar kind of person, ubishugoto menem chachmini, or someone who's greater than him and so on. Shenema, reishis chachma yiras Hashem, seichel tov v'choloseim. Reishis Chochma, the key to Chochma, right, the beginning of Chochma is Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem, okay? And it says, L'chol Oseihem, L'osim lo nemar, El Oseihem, Oseihem in the plural, okay? What does it exactly mean, L'osim? It doesn't say L'osim, it says L'oseihem. Rashi says, just a moment, yeah, Rashi has read the Oseihem. What does it mean, L'oseihem? L'osim l'shmo. Where is it, Joshua? When you learn lishma, okay, the lo osim shol lishma. And listen to this language of the Gemara: the chol ha'ose shol lishma. Anyone who studies not for the sake of Torah, noach lo shol nivra. Better off if he weren't created in the first place. Now that's a pretty powerful statement. But that's what it says. Okay, Rashi says here: ose shol lishma noach shol nivra. Perish. What does it mean? But that's what the Gemara says: someone who studies shol lishma. Okay, it's better off he wasn't created. That's not good. So it means Talmud Torah also is supposed to have a different level of intent that you're supposed to be doing it for the right reason, not for a wrong. Now, what are the wrong reasons? Rashi says, Pirish, she'eino lomed kedei lekayim. You're not learning to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Ella lekanter, to argue. You want to be sharp, so you can argue and try to dispute the Torah. Okay, in other words, the Rashi tells us, and it's an interesting shita. Okay, we'll come back to it. But first, Rashi's saying, you're not learning to fulfill, but rather, lekanter. You're only interested in learning so you know you can try and show how inapplicable or how foolish or how silly the Torah is, you know things and so on. Lekanter, to argue, to dismiss it. And then he refers to, one Pesachim we'll see in a second, in Parak Mokom Shenargu, Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Beis, Rava says, Rava Ksiv, Ad Shamayim Chastecho, I'm sorry, Rava Rami, Ksiv Ad Shamayim Chastecho, Ksiv Al Shamayim, we'll see the two Pesachim, Kan Be'osik Shloshma, etc. Okay, V'hosam Ayri B'mekayim Kedei Shechabdu, V'chein Mashmi Shalmi D'Pirkim. What's Rashi getting at? The Tosus spells out a little more clearly. Okay, Tosus says, Dil Masra, Osik Shalom Lishma, Noach Losh Oliver, in Tomar, Homer Huda Marah, Perak Mokum Shenagbo, Psachim Dachmanu Rebbe, see inside. La Olam, you refer to it, La Olam Yasok Adam Bitar Mitzvah Filo Shalolishma. It's a good idea, we'll talk about the Torah part now, to study Torah even Shalolishma. Should we talk Shalolishma, Balishma, the famous Gemara. Eventually, the guy will get used to it, you know, right now he's only doing it because it's a homework assignment, he has to get a good grade, but he gets into the habit of learning, so then eventually he'll do it Lishma. Right? So now that seems to be a direct steerer to this Gemara. Okay, because this Gemara says you learn Torah not for the purpose of the right purpose is the Noach better off not to be created, and that Gemara says no, it's good even study Shol Lishma because eventually will come to Lishma. So how do we resolve this theory? So Tosa says you tell a Hamar of Yehuda Marav Perak Mokum Shenagul Lo Ona Asa Gona Betorvim to Afil Shol Lishma Betorv Shol Lishma Lishma Yeshlama the Hocha Mayri She'ein Olomed El Lekanter Chaverim. Tosa says like this. There are two different types of Shol Lishma. Over here, when they say Lo Noach Shol Nivra, it's like Rashi said. He's doing it to be able to be argumentative and to challenge the Torah. That's why he's learning. Over there, when it says Shalom Lishma, it's what you would say. Right, 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 exactly. No, no, right, right. Right, he wants to undermine. Yeah, he wants to undermine. He wants to have your he wants to undermine. Right, that's over here, the Brachos Yitzayim. The other Gemara is talking about the Lo Lishma means he's doing it because he wants to get honored. You know, they'll learn Torah, so they'll call him like a nice name, rabbi, whatever. That's Shalom Lishma. But that's the Shalom Lishma that we can tolerate. Okay? There's different levels of Lishma. Okay? But now, that Gemara would seem to indicate that, in fact, you don't really need to have the right intent. Even if you have the wrong intent, as long as it's not a disruptive or undermining intent, it's okay, right? As long as you're doing it because you have ulterior motives, so it's not the best thing, but it's good. Let's see the Gemara Pesachim inside. Okay? Yes, yes, right. We'll talk about some other answers that may relate to that. But let's look at the Gemara Pesachim, little bit base. Okay, that's where it appears. It's interesting because Tosus quoted it in the name of Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav in Perek Mokel Shenagel. Tosus quoted it in the name of Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. And indeed, one second. Sorry, that's not something else. So there is indeed that statement, right? But it starts with Rava. It starts with Rava, the same Rava as here at Brachos Yitzayim, Marga B'chumah the Rava. So there, Pesachim, is Ravi Rami. Ravi raised his contradiction in two Pesukim. Ksiv, okay, one Pesuk is in Tilim, Perek, Nun Vav, Pesuk Yud-Alef. Okay, it says, Ki Godo Ad Shamayim Chastecha. That's Chokim Amitecha. It's one of those Pesukim in the beginning of the Slichas, collection of Pesukim. And he says, Ki Godo Ad Shamayim Chastecha. Right, it raised up till the heavens. Another pasuk says, "See, Ki Gadol Me'al Shamayim Chasdecha." The Chash Baruch was kind to people even above and beyond. So, how do we reconcile? One says Ad Shamayim, one says Al Shamayim. Just a moment. Actually, the truth is, let me go back a little bit in the Gemara before that. We'll go back in a little. Okay, it's important to see the whole context. We'll go back a few lines. Tzachem Nun Abayis. Tzachem Nun Abayis. Nun Abayis. Tana Rabbanan. Yesh Zoriz V'Niskar. Yes, Zoriz v'Nifsad. Yes, Shafal v'Niskar. Yes, Shafal v'Nifsad. Okay, the Gemara says there are different types of people. Okay, sometimes you have a Zoriz. Zoriz simply means here a Baal Malacha, a worker, a jobber, a worker. So sometimes you have a guy who is Niskar, Nifsad. Sometimes he's Nifsad. Niskar means it works out well for him. Other times it doesn't work out. And Yes, Shafal v'Niskar. If some guy doesn't work, a lazy guy, whatever, and he works out well for him, and other time he loses. What is the case? Zoriz v'niskar, the Ovid kula shabbata, lo Ovid mala shabbata. A worker who's praiseworthy, who gets rewarded, he works the whole week long, but not Erev Shabbos, because mala shabbat, Erev Shabbos, he's busy with Shabbos preparation. Okay? Good. Zoriz v'nifsad, okay, the flip side is the guy who's the Ovid Kula Shabbat, the Ovid Mala Shabbat. He works all week long, including Fridays. I don't know what that says to us, but Salvation once wrote in one place, and I heard of Yaakov Kamensky said the same thing, that one of the things that they noticed in America, there's no Arab Shabbos Jews. There are people Shomer Shabbos, but not Arab Shabbos. People come home. In Israel, Arab Shabbos, and then close at noon, exactly. And you sense that Shabbos is coming. In America, you don't have that for the most part. America, people come home because they're 5:10, they come home 5:05. So, I'm not blaming, it's easy to say because I work in the yeshiva, so it wasn't an issue. But, I understand, I'm not criticizing, but the fact is, you don't have that sense in Arab Shabbos. Anyway, but back to the Gemara. So it says here, the Arab Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael, absolutely, you feel. Everything's, even the non-observant, everything's closing down. And everyone wishes they had a good Shabbos, sell flowers. Anyway, so it says, so this guy is Ovid Kosher of Ovid Mal Shematim. All right. Now, Shofel V'Niskar, you have a guy who's not the hard worker. So, Lo Ovid Kul Shabbatim, Lo Ovid Mal Shabbatim. He doesn't work the whole week. He also doesn't work Fridays. Oh, good. So Fridays, and you're ready for Shabbos. Right? It doesn't work on Tuesdays and Wednesdays either. I just saw today, they have those proposals for, by some congresswomen, the Democrats trying to, so it said something like that they're going to come up with proposals to that economically everyone should be taken care of. It says people can't work or people don't want to work.
I couldn't believe it.
So I'm thinking, Sign me up. I'll retire tomorrow. It's good. Yeah. It's one thing to say people can't work and they don't have jobs, and but to say people don't want to work. It's strange. I'd say sign me up, depending how much. Anyway, but that's this guy. That's what we're talking about here. But if Taki doesn't work on Fridays, even he has time to earn his job. And the last category is, and the Shafa Vinimsa, the low Ovid Kula Shabbat, the Ovid Mala Shabbat. He only works on Fridays. This Mendrick doesn't work a whole week, and on Friday he goes and gets busy, and there's not time for. Okay, so Amar Rava, okay, Rava says, Hani Noshi talks about, we'll skip a few lines, talks about the situation of Machoza. Anyway, so with that background, so the idea is that this guy, why does that come up here? Because this guy doesn't work all week long. It doesn't work on Friday. He is Niskar. In other words, it wasn't Lishma that he's getting ready for Shabbos. He doesn't work the whole week, so he doesn't work Friday either. And yet the language of the Gemara is what? He's a Shavu Beniskar, because he doesn't work the whole week. He also doesn't work Friday, so he gets a reward for getting ready for Shabbos. You follow? It wasn't Lishma. It wasn't Lishma. He doesn't have a job. He's not into a job, whatever the case is, right? So that's what comes up. So that's the backdrop. So then Rava quotes these apparently conflicting psukim. One says that it's above the heavens and so on. And he makes the chiluk. Khan ba'osin Lishma, v'chan ba'osin shalol Lishma. When it's Lishma, then it's God Al Shamayim Chastecha. The rewards and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, you'll be above the heavens. It'll be, you know, limitless. Right? However, if it's Shalom Lishma, better nothing. It's only Ad Shamayim. It's not quite the same reward. Okay? Rashi says, Osin Shamayim. So, Me'al Chastecha. Me'al Shamayim. Shalom Lishma Ad Shamayim. The mitzvah, Me'akov. It's still a mitzvah. Kid the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. So that's the Gemara Pesachim. Right? So there, Tosus on Pesachim of Beis, it's the same kasha. Right? Dima Masa Chan Ba'os and Shalosh Ma Kedav Yehuda. Tema. Okay. Now it says here, it says Rav, whatever it was, the Rav Gufa on Perk Beis, the Brachas call a Osip B'Tor Shalosh Ma Nosso Nivros. How could it be? The Omer Reed, the Hosa Margon Shalomed Kedei Lis Yaher. Ulekanter, ulekapech es chavera, right? To undermine, to for haughty purposes, to be able to show that he knows all the answers and is going to undermine and attack and so on. That's noachos on nivra. But hocha married dumia dahi deleel, like the guy from before. Yeh shofo v'niskar, delo abed kol shabbat, velo mala shabbat, doesn't work. Oh, he doesn't work on Friday either. Hey, you know, lazy guy, doesn't work. She'ein miskaven l'shum ra, he's not doing anything bad. Now we talk atzlus, he's lazy. Afilohachi on Fridays, itake doesn't work, so you have time to pay attention to Shabbos. So he gets rewarded for that. Afilohachi gado ad shamayim chasto. Okay, so that's a similar, really. Tosus and Pesachim is basically a similar approach as the Tosus in Menachos. Now the one in the Brachos. Another source where this Gemara comes up, and you have another Tosus, is on Tainus Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Same issue. Okay, a different presentation, but a similar issue. The Gemara says, "Hi Tanya, Zayin Amud Aleph and Tainus, Zayin Amud Aleph, Tanya, Hoya Rabbi Bina Omer, Kola Osek B'Tar Lishma, someone who Osek B'Tar Toroso Nasas Lo Sam Chayim." Tosin is going to be the Torah is going to be like an elixir, a medicine for bringing life. Shenemar Eitz Chayim He Amachzikim Bo. Right, Eitz Chaim, he like those who hold on to Torah. It's a source of life. It gives you life. I always think of this Gemara. I mentioned in the past. The people who learn, you know, the Torah gives them life. You know, and I mentioned this. Yeah, I saw this in my own eyes with Soloveitchik one time. I mentioned this a few times. I remember one time I had to ask him a question. Some issue came up. Whatever the details were, something to do with Shabbos question. You know, anyway, whatever the issue was. So I went, I made an appointment. In those days, he had an apartment in the morgue dormitory in YU, Morganson dormitory, they call it the morgue. So, room, the first floor there, right? Went on, remember where the rubber part was. So, we made an appointment with his, at that time, Rabbi Yazga, those know from here, he was one of the Shamosos, he made the appointment. So, I came, it was my turn. I went in, I wanted to run out because the rubber was sitting in a chair like this, and it was next to him with a TV cart, and then a TV had a Shas and a Rambam on it, and he was slumped over in his chair like this. He wasn't wearing his jacket, I just had a shirt, and he was like slumped over. His eyes were open, he was slumped over. And I'm telling you, I thought that if I blew hard enough, I could knock him right to the floor. And I think to myself, what, you stupid, what are you bothering? You know, it was an important question, but the other time they could come around, why you? That I could have, it wasn't the type of shiloh that needed Rav Soloveitchik's, you know, unique. It was an important question. I'm not taking away from that. But, yeah, Rav Schachter was there, other rabbi, I could have been somebody else. I wouldn't bother the rabbi. He's old and sick, and I'm going to come in, you know. So that I had a little bit prepared the topic a little bit in case he'd discuss it. I don't want to sound like a complete fool, you know. So, but, you know, I was so, like, thrown by how I saw him. That I just, you know, I asked the question quickly, he gave me an answer, I ran out. I just felt like such a fool for bothering him. Okay. Less than an hour later, we had Shear. They're up on the fourth floor, the old first floor at YU. And I couldn't believe my eyes. It was a different person. I couldn't believe it was the same person I'd just seen. He came in, he started to give a Shear. He was animated. I mean, he wasn't a healthy person, but you saw he was animated, he was excited. I'm thinking to myself, that's eight times he'll not see tomorrow. He doesn't bother some Ludwig's question. You know, when it comes to learning, giving a Shear, you know, it was a different world. Anyway, that's the Gemara says, Nasus l'cha sam chayim. I must have said that when I spoke about you this time. Anyway, so Nasus l'sam chayim. Shnei reit chanam ha'kseen bo. The Omer, another pasuk, okay, fine. V'chol ha'osik, a different pasuk. V'chol ha'osik b'torah shelo lishmo. By the way, the idea of Torah being sam is samach mem, is, you know, is a medication, you know, or the drug. So it's interesting because they learn it out. The pasuk says, "Vezosa Torah shares some Moshe." Then that sum is placed with a sin, but the play on words. Anyway, so that's if you learn Torah lishma. However, b'chol osu shelo lishma, nasis lo sam hamoves. Then it's a drug or it's a medication that'll kill you. Okay, there were some drugs, you know, if you take it the wrong way, it'll kill you. Shenemar yarov kamoto lichi. That's a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, which says yarov. My words drip like tau. Yarof means drip, like mata, like rain. Likri, my way. Yarof kamata. Kizal katali masi is the rest of the pasuk right there in Hazino. So, but the word yarof, the Gemara here, the Gemara plan words relates it to egla arufa. Egla arufa, the chop the head of the animal, right? So he says, "Shenemar arufa shamas egla banach." Okay, so according to this Gemara, then. It's not a favorable view of Shalom Lishma. Shalom Lishma is Sam Chayim. Shalom Lishma, it becomes like a Sam Moves. Okay, that those are the two different, you know, the different situations. So, and Rashi just says, Yarov, there, it's a play on words, and it means chopping, you know, no good. So there, Tosus also, the Maskel of Chol Ozek, top Tosus on the page, on Zion of Aleph and Titus, Tosus there too says, the Kasha, Hello, I'm Rina and Psachim Daf Nun Beis. All of the Asuk Adam B'Torah Afagav Sheinu Lishma Shemitosh Shemosh Bavol Lishma. The Shlomo here says it clearly. The Trei Shalom Lishma. I mean, they're two different types of Shalom Lishma. The Mash Amrina and the Olam Yasek Watar Fil Shalom Lishma. Hainu Klomar Kadei Shikari Rebbe or Kadei Shkavdu. He wants to get a fancy Aliyah. He wants to get the Sesa Nibras Aliyah, whatever. And they'll give him covet. Okay, but that's why he wants to learn. But Umashamina Hoha Khos with our Shalishmo Naso Samos, how do we shalom the count there? So it's a similar, you know, this the toast spells out the same type of answer. Okay, and it's all learned from that puzzle is also Toshis Samosha. Okay. Anyway, that's the play on words. But there is a slightly different explanation with yet another Tosis, where the same sugya comes up. And this is Chof Beis, Amud Beis in Chof Beis Amud Beis in. So bottom line, before we get to the Tosis, just to point out, Lemaisa, it would appear that when it comes to Talmud Torah, there is an intent that you're doing it above and beyond just learning, but you're doing it because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And you make sure you don't have, and that, you know, there are, although you can argue not necessarily, as long as you don't have the negatives. And there's two levels of negative. There's a negative where I'm doing it because of self-aggrandizement, right, for my self-promotion. That's shalom lishma. That's a tolerable shalom lishma. And a non-tolerable shalom lishma is when you're doing it to undermine and so on and so forth. Now, what does it mean? Do you have to have, so what does lishma mean? Lishma means simply you don't have any of those things in mind? Or is there a positive that you do have to? That's not really as clear, but it seems to me there's some sort of positive that it's l'shem, you know, l'shem mitzvah. So connect that Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if we look, there is one other.
You mentioned before, like Chaim, right at the beginning.
Oh, okay. Very good. So now let's come back to that, because Rashi did say there's a positive. That's very good. And that's really the point I want to get to. According to these answers of the Tosas, you can't really prove that Torah Lishma means something. Getting back to when we started with Lishma, and again, you're all correct, there are different types of Lishma, but the common denominator is some sort of intent above and beyond. Whatever it's for, either it's for the Seder Get, or for the Mitzvah, or for the Natsa Shvur. Okay, but whatever it's for, it's something above and beyond. So the question, do you need that? Well, according to Tosis, you wouldn't necessarily come out needing that. As long as you don't have the negatives in mind. You certainly don't have the negative of Lekanter, to undermine. And even the negative of they're doing it for self-promotion, you also don't have. But it doesn't mean you have to have a positive. But Rashi, again, that's the point, okay, Rashi had said back there in Brochus, he's Zion and Aleph. I'll read it again. I still haven't read it. Yes.
Did you get it by accident? You get credit?
There's some credit, yes. Yeah, there's some credit, yeah.
We're unaware of it, you're even doing it? Or
that goes back to the question of Mitzvah Shechus Kavanah or not. Okay, but there's some credit you would get, it looks like, yeah. Rashi, I'm going to read it again. Rashi says, and the implication that you're doing it not to fulfill. Now, you could say that's the same as Lekanter, which Rashi says, but that Rashi does say, again, I'll read his words. Yeah, but now he introduced something else. There is not a positive, but rather a negative. Not a positive, but rather a negative implies that the Lishma, the flip side of the coin, is not a negative, but rather a positive. Okay, and that's how it appears in a different Tosas, in Sota Chav Beis and Beis. Okay, La'olam Yasok Adam B'Torah Mitzvahs Alpha Mishlo Lishma. It's a parallel Gemara to what I'm talking. He said, "Ikasha Harmina Parakamet Tainis Kola Osik B'Torah Shlo Lishma Naslo Sama Mavis." And also Shilu Parakaya Karmas Emes Brachos. We started with the design Kolos B'Torah Shlo Lishma Nochos Al Nivra Nira L'Tara. It's here. He says, "Osik Shlo Lishma Kigon Miyiras Hayisurin." And that's the context. He learns because he's afraid of being punished.
Yeah,
that's the Shlo Lishma. Yeah, he's afraid of punishment. Okay. All right, one second. Yeah, yeah. Or, may I have a kibul pras? You'll get a reward. Okay. She'eno miskaved lahashlim rotzon yotzo she'tivo akach el lahanoso. Okay, that's, he's doing it for his own benefit. That's the Shlo Lishma of, yeah, do it for that reason. It's tolerable. Do it for that reason. You're doing it because you'll get punished if you don't learn, or you get a good reward if you do learn. All right, that's not bad. Okay. So in that case, can I read a parak kamen sechas of the zara mitzvos of chafetz ma'od lo b'schar mitzvos? Really, you're supposed to do mitzvah not because you want the reward, because the mitzvah itself is or the mission perkavus. Of course, alti ka'avdin m'sham shirav v'latz l'kabel pras. Rather, you should serve a God of Kosh Baruch without the anticipation or expectation or reward and so on. So, in any event, the according to this Tosus, Tosus is a little differently here. Tosus, it's not a matter of he says you're doing it for Meiris Hayisurin, okay? Your fear of punishment. That's the that's the negative. Now, towards the end of Tosus, he says, He says here, like Rashi, he says the Shlo Lishma of here in Sotos Chavmei is like Pesachim Davnun. Is the Shlo Lishma where you're doing it because you're afraid of being punished? If you don't do it, or you're in anticipation of great reward. Okay, that's a tolerable shalosh. Whereas the other shalosh here, he says like Rashi. Here he says doesn't say lekanter. He says that you're not doing it for the sake of the mekayim. Okay, you're not interested in mekayim. Not even out of love or out of fear. You're not doing it for the sake of being able to know how to do mitzvahs. So that is a different approach. So from that approach, that it would appear that the notion of lishma is a notion of doing the mitzvah for the sake of ultimately being able to mekayim mitzvahs. And that's an important piece within Talmud Torah. There's a very wonderful sefer called Sha'arei Talmud Torah. Sha'arei Talmud Torah is written by, I'm not sure if it was a practice, Yehuda Levi, Levi, the Yekesha community, Leo Levi, I think was his name. I think it was translated in English. It's a very wonderful work. It has a lot of different things about Talmud Torah. And again, it's called Shari Talmud Torah. He has a lot just, you know, everything about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he talks about this issue a little bit. And he says that in terms of Rashi, okay, or Tosus and Sota, okay, the issue is this notion of Lekayim. And his basic point is, and what he says here, this is page 12, he says in this edition anyway, he says, Hare b'shelo lishma hamutar, the permissible, the tolerable, I call the tolerable so lishma, is chaser rak ha-kavona l'shem shamayim. Ava kavona k'dei laso si chelek miguf maisa mitzah yeshlo. You see, he says an interesting thing, okay? This guy is the Talmud of Shlomo Shmuel is he's doing it for the sake of knowing how to do mitzvah, but not because he wants to, because he's afraid of the punishment, or he wants to get the reward. That's the Shlomo Shmuel. And what he's saying is, what his suggestion is, that the doing it l'shem l'kayim, you know, like l'ilmod l'lamed l'shmo l'lashos l'kayim, that is fundamental. That is part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. You don't have that. You don't have that. Then it's zero. If you have that, but that is motivated by fear of punishment or, you know, love for whatever you think the reward is going to be and so on. So that's a tolerable Shul Lishma. That's what he says.
In the mitzvah.
So no, he's, you're not mechayvin, you're mechayvin on a lesser level. You should do it because we talk Shul Lishma, Baal Lishma.
Sorry, I'm learning the Ela. If he's not going to have any chance whatsoever.
You'll be learning things that are not Nogea today. That's an interesting question.
That would be the whole same Shemar.
Well, you could argue. No, but he says Mr. Lekayim.
He's learning it just because it's a
Shemar. So it's a good argument. Right, but he's one saying it's Lekayim. But no, let's just say Lekayim is a general sense of the, you know, to fulfill the Torah. I mean,
Rashi
said Lekayim, didn't he say Yiras Hashem? The Gemara mentioned Yiras Hashem. What did Rashi say? Rashi says Kedei Lekayim. This is Lekayim.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, there's an answer. The Gemara asks, for example, I mean, I'm going to interrupt you. The Gemara has, in a few places, Gemara says there are a few mitzvahs the Torah, which never were applicable, or at least one shita. Like one is a ben sora mora. According to one opinion, ben sora is a rebellious child. Mora says lo haivol never, never was. Okay. Another one is irani dachas. The whole city worshiped on the zara. According to one opinion,
everyone
then. What was the other one? Right. What was the other one? Bais Hamanuga, I think the house that got sora. Okay, I forgot. That was the third one. So they say lo haivol never. So Mora asks, what's in the Torah for? What we have, whatever never happens, so with the Torah and Kriya for. So that's the Gemara's answer. Drosh Shekabel Schar.
To learn.
To learn, to get a reward. I would ask, there's not enough for Hilchos Shabbos to learn. There's other things you need to learn also. They give the answer. I heard it from our Shachar, I don't know who he quoted from, if anybody, but he said, you know, the Ramban, in the beginning of his introduction to the Chumash, the Ramban writes, it's a strange, it's a Kabbalistic concept that the whole Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Yeah.
How do you understand that? I don't know. But somehow, the Torah is the name of Palpi Pashas. What it probably means is that, what is a name? A name is a description. The Torah is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the best that we can understand. We can't comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a description, like a painting, you know, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah is a painting of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is, so to speak. So if you take that imagery, that's why, by the way, we know we have to make Birchas HaTorah, because it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call out the Shem Hashem, they say, that's the Torah, what I learned. How do you know about learning? How do you know that pasuk is about learning? Kishem Hashem Ekra. That's the more quotes as the mucker for Birchas HaTorah, according to one opinion of the Raisa. So Kishem Hashem Ekra, the pasuk has, you know, so Shem Hashem is the Torah, right? That's the name of Hashem. So he said, well, let's say you have a painting. Okay, imagine a big mural on the wall. Okay, it's a big painting. And one little square is missing. So the painting is flawed.
It's not all
painted.
Okay?
Yeah. And by the way, your eyes will probably go right to that. Yeah. Okay, you'll go to the museum, you'll see something was cut out, you know, that painting, right? And if it's a big painting, a few things are cut out. So he said, if the Torah is somehow, for whatever the reason, these mitzvahs by Ben Saramora and by Samaruga and Zirei Dachas contribute to the whole thing. If they're missing, there'll be something out. That's what means Joshua comes as Chayim. You learn that because it contributes somehow, even though on a technical level that case never came up or never will come up, but it's part of that description. So if that's the case, Lekayim came in a general, but it's a good question. Anyway, what I'm pointing out, that's, he also mentions the Rambam, okay, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva, okay, So we've seen two different strains as to how to read it. According to the first one, the Tosfos in Psachim, Adam Brachas, and Tainus, all seem to say that the low Lishma is a negative, and Lishma can be neutral. Okay, very possibly. Okay, as long as you don't have a negative. But according to this, Rashi, Brachas Yitzayin, and the Tosfos and Tosfos HaFeis, it's a different approach. Okay, so you look at Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gid Halacha Hei, the Rambam mentions this about the Shalosh Lishma, part of where it is, very end of the Tshuva. Rambam quotes, Kol Osik B'Torah, K'dakav Oskar, O K'dishal Tegiyah, O Peronos, right, they get rewarded or we avoid punishment, Harezeh Osik Shalosh Lishma. Okay, Kol Osik B'Lo L'Yira, L'Lo L'Kav Oskar, Ella, positive, Mipnei Avos Adon Kol Oros Shetziva Ba, Hareza Osek Balishma. So the Rambam also clearly says that the Lishma is an additional intent. And when you're learning, you have in mind that you're doing it out of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. And he says, Amru Chacham La'olam Yasek Adam Atara Fil Shol Lishma, Shol Shol Balishma. And Lefichach, okay, when you teach people, you told to teach your uneducated people, teach them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. But anyway, that Rambam also seems to be in accordance with that particular sheet. Okay? But there is another approach that to this question, this is theory, so to speak, that the Nitziv takes. Okay? The Nitziv takes a different approach. The Nitziv is in the Tshuva. The Nitziv's Tshuva is called Shal Tshuva's Meshiv Dover. Okay? Simon Memvov, Chelek Alef Simon Memvov. But the Tshuva about a situation. There's Machokas, the rabbi, the Shokham, but he writes in the middle of the tree, he writes, Al Zeh Amru Chazal be Yuma. He refers to Gemara Yuma. So let's see, did I bring the Yuma? I think I did. Let's see if I find it. Yes, here it is. The Gemara is in Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. Okay? Yuma, Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. So it's another Gemara that's similar to the Gemara we've been looking at. Okay? There, the Gemara Taka quotes the Pasuk. My Dechsiv. Amr Shimon Levi, my dechsiv v'zos haTorah she'sam Moshe. Okay, so here the Gemara says zocha na'asos sam chaim, lo zocha na'asos sam misa. Doesn't speak about Torah lishma and not lishma. He just says if you're zocha in Torah, then it'll be a sam chaim. That's a she'sam Moshe. Lo zocha na'asos sam misa. But how did Amar Rava the umalah sam the chaim lo umalah sam the musa? Okay, you know, a person who's a who treats somebody, I think that's what it means, like a doctor or something like that, then he knows what he's doing, so he can heal him. He doesn't know what he's doing, he can kill him. It depends on what you do with it. The raw materials, so to speak, are the same. Okay? So this being the case, so the deals with this Gemara. Tziv deals with this Gemara. The Tziv says, the true Meshav Dor Simon Ben Vom, he says, But one second. Why is it Sam Mavis? Okay. And he says, over here, the answer that Tosas gives, Ayishu Ayadua Damar Lekant Erudachu Kan, doesn't fit in with this Gemara. Because this Gemara doesn't say, this Gemara says it's Sam Mavis, okay? It's a Sam Mavis. And it says it doesn't work out here. The Isa Le'el Lo Zocha, what does it say above, he quotes the Gemara earlier on that same page, Lo Zocha Min Zor Men Apir Shashim Mishtachas Mishtachas Men, you'll forget about the learning. Zah Onash Afil Shalom Lishma. Kamashmo, the Rakalama Tolishmo Kananas is Lokamayan Scabber, Marshall Posey, and Kane, Mistama, Hilo Zoha, Marigam came with Zell for the Elvin Kane, am I with some of it? What's the sum of the guy was Lo Zoho? Lo Zoho means, you know, it was, he forgot his learning. Why is that a sum of it? So he writes as follows, Elaika Yishu, the following, listen to this, is a long list. The Lil Mode Mashashano Hakodman, the Li Hora of Chidush Meatmo, Vadai Shori, whom he says the difference in Lo Shmo and Shmo may depend on what you're learning. What do you mean? He says, just to learn, Lilmod Masha Shana Kodman, Bli Horo, you're not paskening, you're not being a Chadish anything, you're just learning a Chomish or whatever. So then, Vadai Shari, Umitza Filos Holishma, Dal Kopon Hulome, Torah Zemes, as you said, Sof Kosof, he's gaining Torah knowledge. Right? He just studies. All right? Aval Asher Sam Moshe. If it's no Sator Asher Sam Moshe, what does that refer to? Asher Sam Moshe. So for that, it refers to another Gemara. So it says the Gemara is in Nedarim, Lamed Chesed Aleph. Listen to this Gemara. I'm surprised everybody. Gemara says, Amar Rab Yossi Rab Chanina, Lo Nitna Torah Ela Lemoshe Ulazaro. Guess what? The Torah is given only to Moshe. That's what it says. The Torah is only to Moshe, him and his children. Shenemar, in a couple of weeks, he says, Ksov Lecha, Psal Lecha, it's for you. Okay? Ma Psuasa Shecha, Ksov Shecha. Psal Lecha means Moshe can, you know, you make the luchos out of stone, the rest of the stone he can keep. So the writing he also keeps. So Gemara is a Joshua. Belongs to our, it belongs to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Lazaro.
Huh?
Lazaro.
And Lazaro, his family. But that's it, not me and you and everybody else.
So, okay, so.
So, the Gemara says, Ella, but Moshe, what is missing in the text, Ella? But he says, Moshe, Moshe Nahag bought Tovas Ayin from the son of Israel. Moshe was generous, so he shared it with everybody else. And that's how we came into the picture. And it was really given to Moshe, but he was generous. And that's what it says over there, Olam HaKazom HaTov Ayin Huivara. Okay? But how can it be? It's only given to Moshe. Moshe Chitav, Osi Tziv Hashem Ba'isai, L'lamed Eschem, the Pasuk Chumash. Okay? It says openly that Moshe Ben himself said, okay, the OC Tziva Hashem where he said Pasuk and Parsha sending it to Meschanim. Where's the Pasuk?
Also, that was true. Only Moshe Lazaro could be Makan Mitzvah
Tzom. Right, that's what it looked like. Right? It was strange. But the Gemara asks, it's against them. It's against many things. It's against what Moshe Rabbeinu himself said. Okay? There's a Pasuk. He says, I don't know. But anyway, so it says, the OC Moshe said himself, Tziva Hashem. I was commanded to teach it to you. What do you mean gave it as a present, but gave it as a generosity, spirit? So he said another pasuk. I taught you kasher tivane shalakai. Osi tiva kash baruch hu was commanded him. And v'ato kitzu lachem as hashir azosu. Right, hashir lachud leman tielar. I'm sorry, I'm skipping. So I'll go back here. So Rashi says, "Pupula ba'alma lahavin davar mito davar who denitan lamoshe." We say the Torah was given only the most. Doesn't mean the Torah. The Torah was given to all the Jews, but the idea of being able to derive and to extrapolate, to expound, that was given to Moshe. The pupula ba'alma, and that's what Moshe gave to us. In the Dom, we studied the Ran on the page. No, the Rashi didn't question. So the Ran, he says at the end, he said pupula ba'alma. That's not some old emotion. Who talked about Thomas Ayin Yisrael? So it says in the Tzim, very interesting thing. If you're learning the Torah, the mitzvah, that's given to everybody. But the ability to paskin and to derive, that was given to Moshe. And then Moshe granted it to other people also.
Does anyone else does it? It's not a mitzvah?
So it says that it's similar to what we said.
Anyone besides Moshe and his descendants?
Yeah, but no, but once he gave it, so we have it right. So he says, that's the chelik of Moshe. He gave it to us. V'hayu l'chadesh b'Torah. So it says that it's him. When do we say shelo lishma is terrible? That's when you're not worthy of a person. You know, you're being mefalpel and you're doing it for the wrong reasons. That's terrible. But he says, v'hayu l'chadesh b'zeh v'adayim shelo lishma pirsh l'chvoda and also harayz esamam of us. Because then you're misusing what Moshe gave. That's taken away from Moshe. But if you do it for the right reasons, that's under those conditions, so to speak, Moshe gave it to us. And the Tzim Lomdus is that the difference, there is another intent, but he said a totally different intent. The intent of paskening and of extrapolating, expounding on the Torah, that's Torah Lishma, but that better be for no ulterior motives. But stop learning, even if it's ulterior motives, it's okay. As long as you just, you know, you're gaining information, you are getting Torah. So there he says it's okay, you know, even if for all bad motives, maybe even for Bimbo, he doesn't say. Maybe even Lekanter, I don't know. I don't know if we go that far because against the other Gemaras. But if you just want to be called, okay, so that's good to learn. But to become a, you know, to be mefalpel in Torah the way, you know, only someone who really is into it properly is Lishma. That's why he defines the Lishma. So it's interesting to see a different take. Finally, let's wrap up. The Klosenberger Rebbe, the previous Klosenberger Rebbe, the Kassil, he was a Halberstam, Sanzero. Klosenberg, he was here in Jersey City. Well, not Jersey City, North Spring, where is it? Anyway, that's it to the father. He's the Rebbe of Moshe Weiss. So this collection of children is called Divrei Yatzin. Okay? Moshe Weiss, yeah. He's Israeli. Yeah, so he has in his collection of tshuvas, in the Likutim, in Siman Tzadi, yes, Kavonim, which is Talmud Torah, is a different thing. He says, Nistapaktik Tzas, Ibelimara, Litvish world, now look at the Siddish world. Right? He says, Nistapaktik Tzas, Ibelimara Torah, Shalom Shmo Shah, Gamke, Mitzvah Sweetest Kavonim. He talked that you need Mitzvah Sweetest Kavonim by Talmud Torah also. Okay? Anyway, he says, he says, that's different levels, you know, no kavon at all, maybe shalom shmo is higher. But then he says as follows, his was the Irish he was. He says, Efshar de Torah da Iker Yedias HaTorah, O Daitam of Anecha and Solom, Vem Anecha Dvarim Dal Tes, okay? And he refers to something that the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, the Baal Tanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe says, in his Shulchan Aruch Rav, he writes in the Talmud Torah, he says, the Iker Mitzvah, you know, the Iker Mitzvah, one can fulfill, there are two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. There's two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah Talmud Torah to learn. There's also a mitzvah Yediyas HaTorah, to master Torah, to know Torah.
In order to commit. Okay.
Well, that's what Rashi said over there. He doesn't distinguish in this matter, but that's a possibility.
Well,
he says, Lamai said yes, but the point is, there's a mitzvah yediyas haTorah, okay? And he says, a person who learns, what does it mean, Lishma? Learning Lishma means, he says, to accomplish, you know, the great knowledge of Torah, to broaden, you know, to know Torah completely. That's what he says is the Iker Mitzvah, right? So that's like, and so if a person does that, even for ulterior motives, but there's something, it still accomplished something. That's mitok so shmo, bo shmo. He says, for example, like by matzah, okay? The person, there is some physical benefit to eating matzah. You're nourished, right? There's something in your stomach. You get some sort of hanah, hachanami. All right, kain yod of aloma. At the end of the day, the guy did learn, and that's the ikar of the mitzvah, is to accumulate knowledge. So as long as you are getting something out of it, he doesn't have the tzitzkilik between
pilpul and asas in order to do the mitzvah.
Well, again, he doesn't say it. That's the Rashi. But he's you could make that chiluk. That's what the Rashi made a chiluk. The Tosfos and Sota made a chiluk. He doesn't. You see, he just made a chiluk that, you know, what does it mean? Shabbatok shalom shma boshma. The shalom lishma is, if I understand him correctly, he says at the end of the day, you got some knowledge. And that's one of the goals of Talmud Torah. Now, a higher goal of Talmud Torah is to learn Talmud Torah. You know, the truth, and it relates to a different channel when this will finish, but is to learn Talmud Torah, you know, just because, not because I want to increase my knowledge and so on, but just because this is the divine word. And that's the distinction. And the truth is, the Chai Adam is Akdama, and others make this chiluk. I should have brought up the Chai Adam. Others make this chiluk. They say, the two aspects of Talmud Torah, you know, one aspect of Talmud Torah is you have to learn Torah in order to know what to do. How do you know what to do? I can keep Shabbos. Mishmur writes that in the Talmud Nechol Shabbos. How do you know what to do? If you know, it's like a how-to book. So, you know, you learn how, you can't know unless you read the handbook. You don't know what to do. On the other hand, there's also a mitzvah Talmud Torah above and beyond that. Okay, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, even, and that goes back to you asked about Milo or about Betzar Mora or whatever.
Maybe it might be higher to learn.
I think he's saying that it is higher to learn. Right, in a certain sense. In a certain sense, you're doing it there only because of the Shabbos Mitzvah.
That's like the Mitzvah you can learn 30 days before Chag and stuff like that, where...
Yeah, which we spoke about, right? Yeah. Right.
How do you think the...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The interplay between Lishma and Hiddur.
Is Lishma a Hiddur Mitzvah? I don't know. It sounds like this is more than just a Hiddur. But I don't know. I have to think it through, because maybe it'll depend on its Machlokas. You know, the different sheets. I'll just end by noting that the discussion about women being exempt from Talmud Torah, and we assume they do make the Torah, because some suggest, and there are more rights but from the Furish, that women are obligated in those mitzvahs that are relevant to that, and learning about those mitzvahs. Right. So women are obligated to learn related to those mitzvahs that are obligated to that. So Shem wants to, okay, so I have to learn all of Kachem and all of Zoyim, all sorts of things they do have to do, right? So they are involved in the Talmud Torah. Women are obligated, for sure, in those learning about those mitzvahs, relevant, otherwise how are they going to observe the mitzvahs? The second level of, the broader Yediyas Torah, maybe, or that level maybe they're exempt from. Limit Talmud Torah, not as for a purpose, but as an independent entity, an independent obligation, maybe they're not obligated. Anyway, so these are different approaches to this issue. And, the best thing is to learn Lishma, okay, and have in mind this greater intent that I'm doing this to enhance my Torah personality. Lekaya may not mean just to learn, to learn how to do particular mitzvahs, but rather to make myself more devoted to mitzvahs in general. That's really the purpose of learning. A person should do it for that reason. It's a connection, great heightened connection that comes forward. And there's a lot to say about this. Just
somebody makes a neder to learn, and they're learning
Shema. So actually, the Gemara says in the Dharam, I think, on Daf Ches, the Gemara asks, what if a guy takes a neder in Mekayim mitzvahs? The Gemara says that's good because it's what's in the category called mezivas. Zaris himself, now I have an extra layer of impetus, but the flame will be still Lishma in the same sense.
By definition, an element of Europe.
Yeah, right. That's the question. It would certainly be acceptable.
Yeah.